To understand how radical this is, we tell a story about milkshakes. Who likes milkshakes? Everybody likes milkshakes, nobody buys them. And a fast food company you know well wanted to understand why that was, hoping that maybe they could figure out how to sell more. But their conventional customer research wasn't telling them anything. It was conflicting, thicker, thinner, richer, more diet, you know, less, more healthy, etc. So they decided to go into stores and interview the people who were buying the milkshakes. Let's try to find out what's going on with these folks. Well, they were shocked to find that there are two main times that people buy milkshakes in these particular stores. One of them, the biggest one, was at around 8 o'clock in the morning. They're totally surprised. So they stopped these people. You're buying a milkshake. Tell me about what you're doing. What's going on? Well, it turns out that that group was commuters. They're driving to work. They want to eat some breakfast. They hadn't had time at home. And they've been looking for a solution that is easy to use in the car, convenient, doesn't make a mess, and keeps the commute interesting the whole way. I got 20 to 30 minutes, time to kill. Milkshake is great because it lasts the whole trip. In the evening, the other group was families, usually with smallish children. So they asked those folks, why are you buying a milkshake? Well, mom says, I'm tired of being the strict disciplinarian all day. So when Johnny says, can I have a milkshake? Yeah, that'd be great. It's about family harmony. In the morning, it's about making my commute more interesting. In the evening, it's about maintaining harmony in my family. So they asked both groups, how could we make this product better for you? In the morning, they said, well, if you made it a little thicker, I could get all the way to work. In the evening, they said, if you made it a little thinner, we wouldn't be sitting here waiting for Johnny to finish his damn milkshake. So the thing that you take away from that is you don't understand what the product is about until you understand the circumstance the individual is in and what prompts them to look for a solution. So jobs to be done is at the heart of our product development process. Things to remember, we've all heard this, the customer's not looking for a quarter-inch drill. The customer wants a quarter-inch hole. You need to understand what it is the customer is trying to do before you know what to create for them. We tend to focus on creating solutions. You don't start there. You start by understanding the problem. We focus on demographics. Well, when it comes to jobs to be done, actually, these cross demographic lines all the time. Those people at the restaurant, some of the same people showed up in the morning and evening. They're the same demographic group, but they're buying for totally different reasons. And you can't start with, what shall we make? You start with, why does the customer want something? The big, simple secret is, you'll have a whole lot more success with your new products if you develop something to solve a problem the customer's already wanting to solve. The second major concept is non-consumers. That is, we should be thinking not about how to do more things for the customers we already serve. That's a good thing to do. On the blue line, you keep doing that. But if we want growth, we should be looking to the people who aren't consuming. So we have some stats for Richmond, Virginia. Total population in their market area, about 800,000. Their readership, about 370,000. Well, if you want growth, would you want to be increasing that 370,000 by 1% or 2%? Or would you want to be figuring out what those other 436,000 people would like to get done in their lives where you could create something that would help them? Well, to do that, you'd have to understand the jobs that they're trying to do. Why don't they get the newspaper? Well, they don't have time. They'll tell us they get their news from other places, most of which are faster and simpler. And they'll tell us that they're not very interested in traditional news, or they'll say there's nothing in it for me, a statement we don't understand. Well, what they're really saying is, I got jobs to be done in my life, but this doesn't do them, so I don't need it. So the bottom line here is, if you're looking for growth, how about the 54% of people who don't consume your product? That's a really important place to start and a huge vista of opportunity. The same thing applies on the ad side. Richmond took a look at how many public-facing businesses they had in their market. They found there were 16,000 of them. Well, their customer base is about 35,000. So again, the question is, if you want some growth, how about the 12,500 businesses that aren't finding the newspaper to be the solution for their jobs to be done? And why not? Well, they'd tell you it's too expensive relative to the return. They'd say, I'm paying for too much waste. I can't reach my desired target customer. It's they'll tell you, I don't really know how to do an ad campaign. It's overshooting me because I can't deal with the strategy and complexity and things that are involved. Or they'll tell you that it's just not reaching the people I want to reach, and I don't want to waste time and money reaching all those other people. Once again, the bottom line, in Richmond, 78% of public-facing businesses are our growth space. That's where, by discovering the jobs that the non-customers want done, we have the opportunity to create products and serve them. That number, 78%, is Richmond. It's probably a lower percentage in small markets, but I'm betting in the smallest market it's 50%. So somewhere between 50 and 78, or who knows. So those are the two key concepts. Those are transformational, as we find in the seven projects, where you start people actually looking at these new ways of understanding opportunity. Then we go into the Newspaper Next innovation method. So the first step is spotting opportunities. How do you learn about people's jobs to be done? You do interviews. It's easy. People on your staff can do it. At every project, they got to good ideas for products without doing expensive external research. They figured it out for themselves. You can too. You can do research, formal research, and that'll make your play stronger, but you don't have to. So once you have spotted a non-consuming group and you understand the jobs they're wrestling with, then you shape a potential solution. Here's some key concepts are good enough. Remember that you don't want to make it great. You want to make it just good enough so the target consumer says, that's great. So it doesn't necessarily have to be big and complicated. It just needs to be highly targeted to the job. We want to think about business model innovation. Are there new ways to make money on these new products? And in fact, there are quite a range of possibilities. And then you want to do it in a way that your competitors won't be motivated to just come in and kill if they can. And that means thinking about what assets and resources you bring to it that make it strong. Then we move into step three. Well, here's where normally you'd be doing a business plan. Actually, what we say is we have a process in the report for assessing where are the risks in this product, where are the assumptions that we're making when we imagine it becoming successful. You identify your assumptions and risks, and then you create simple tests to learn where you've got it wrong and adjust. Fact is, 90% of new business ventures start off with the wrong strategy. So what you have to do is get out there, learn where it's wrong, make the adjustments, and do this all on a shoestring before you've piled up a big bunch of money and launched a product only to find it isn't the right product. Everybody remember the Apple Newton. So this is depicted as a circle of arrows because you often will repeat the assess and test process several times. Now, this is a four-step process, but in our projects, it was completed in 3 to 4 months. This is a fast process. It is a cheap process. It is a simple process. You can do it.